Good morning, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's Wyoming Morning Market Report. Last night, the BLM hosted a meeting of their latest sagegrass management plan in Rock Springs. Of course, those in-person meetings will also continue on in tonight, Warland, that is, and then tomorrow night in Casper. Now, prior to the meetings, Wyoming Stockgrowers Association Executive Vice President Jim McGagna told me they're still looking into the plan, but no, the rule could have been a lot worse.
In general, I would say it's somewhat more favorable to our industry than I perhaps had anticipated. I'm always pessimistic about what we're going to see, but there are still some concerns. They discussed the concept of defining land health in a different way in sagegrass habitat than we define in other areas. And until I can figure out what that might be, that certainly is one issue of concern. It does appear, and I haven't confirmed this totally, but that the areas they have selected for sagegrass habitat correspond relatively closely to what the state of Wyoming has identified. And they do appreciate that they make reference to some specific provisions for each state or several of the states, including ours, in terms of what would be in the final document.
Those details on how to join the meetings virtually and the plan itself and a lot more are on our website, northernag.net. And with yesterday being Earth Day, Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon proclaimed July 17th this year as Wyoming Environmental Stewardship Day and was joined by members of the S&W Livestock for a proclamation signing at the state capitol. Wyoming Environmental Stewardship Day marks the date that the Environmental Stewardship Tour is, and that Environmental Stewardship Program, of course, recognizes Wyoming ranchers whose natural resource stewardship practices contribute to the environment and enhance the productivity and profitability. The annual event showcases the year's award recipients' conservation efforts. Well, we need to take a break, but we have more ag news coming up right after this.
Private treaty sales are now open at Bar F Angus. Jason and Ronnie Bullinger of Jordan are offering 35 registered Black Angus bulls focused on structure, longevity, and disposition. Sons and grandsons of Vermilion Spur, over a dozen Flush Brothers of Sitz Incentive 704, and several Cavanese bulls. Stop by the ranch to view anytime. Bar F Angus offers volume discounts, first season guarantee, and free delivery within 300 miles. Catalog at barfangus.com or call Jason 406-690-8344.
Selling your land is the biggest financial decision of your life. Before you think about selling, you need to know how to preserve land equity and save yourself from capital gains tax of up to 30%. A 1031 exchange is the most powerful tool to do that. I'm Zach Robbins, a third-generation Montanan and 1031 specialist. My team will create a strategy that ensures financial security for generations to come. Contact me, Zach Robbins, with Rove Exchange at roveexchange.com.
While lower U.S. beef production and tight beef supplies represent a challenge for some U.S. exporters, U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says the upside of the situation is that there's more opportunities that are emerging in the international markets for those underutilized beef cuts and beef variety meats.
Even in Mexico and Central America, we've seen some success on some of these cuts. Shoulder clods, another area of the carcass. And of course, you can't forget variety meats. Variety meats continue to be a very important part of the growth. We've got markets like Mexico showing growth. You have the Middle East and Korea and South America as well, and even the Caribbean. So our overall goal is to diversify into as many markets as possible. And in the case of variety meats, it's really a testament to the fact that it is working.
Now, Hallstrom also notes that support from the USDA and Beef Checkoff Program, as the USMEF is aggressively promoting those kinds of cuts. And attorneys generals from 25 states sued the Environmental Protection Agency last week to block rules intended to reduce emissions from cars and light trucks and encourage the electric vehicle manufacturing. The group of attorneys generals says the agency exceeded its authority. The lawsuit is challenging the regulations for passenger vehicles finalized on March 20th by the Biden administration. Now, that group of states was led in the filing by Kentucky and West Virginia. Kentucky Attorney General Russell Coleman says the rules would harm the American economy, threaten jobs, and raise prices while undermining the U.S. electrical grid. Coleman also says there is very little interest in electric vehicles in his state. Well, we need to take a quick break, but we have a great day in the livestock markets, and we'll talk about it right after this.
Stiller, Architect, Troom North, Enhance, Hickok, and Resilient. These bulls represent some of the best genetics in the Angus industry. You'll find these and more top sires represented at the Miski Angus Ranch Annual Production Sale. April 24th, 1 p.m. at Glendive Livestock Exchange, Miski Angus offers 65 two-year-old and 55 yearling bulls. This is the sale worth waiting for. Call Bob at 406-796-8102. The Miski Angus Ranch Annual Production Sale, April 24th. Glendive Livestock.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients. So every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential. Maximizing growth while offering lower use rates. Apply less, expect more? Precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer at agroliquid.com.
The feeder cattle complex had no issue closing higher on Monday afternoon as the market was well supported throughout yesterday's trade, thanks to that support from Friday's Cattle on Feed report, which of course showed those placements throughout the month of March of the cattle placed in the feedlots down 12% from a year ago. Another positive from yesterday worth noting was that spot June contract of the live cattle futures closing above their $1.7550 mark, and that's a resistance level that signals traders are now confident about the move making the march higher. On top of that, the market's rekindled bullishness likely encourages feedlots to price their cattle higher this week, and it's still going to be a tough conversation in trying to get those packers to pay more for cattle as they have slowly built up their supplies and reduced those processing speeds to negate the cash cattle market from trading uncontrollably higher, as last week, live deals were steady on the hoof, anywhere from 182 to 183, dress cattle steady as well, with their bid of 292. One market that the packers would love to have on their side, though, is a higher box beef climb, but that didn't happen yesterday as the choice cattle values only added 26 cents, finishing their day at 295.93 a hundredweight. Checking out some of the futures prices from yesterday, get a hold of this one. May feeders up 317 yesterday at 245.17, and that was no comparison to the August feeder cattle contracts as they added nearly $5 on the board yesterday at 258.47. Big triple-digit gains also found on the live cattle futures as that June contract up 237 yesterday at 178.05. August up 285 at 176.40. Well, we need to take another break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about some wheat prices that really made people feel really good, and hopefully those prices can continue on throughout today.
Journey to better health with Greater Good Health, your trusted partner in comprehensive primary health care for seniors. Whether you're in one of Montana's bustling cities or the rural outskirts, Greater Good Health understands the importance of a compassionate and personalized healthcare experience, catering solely to Montana seniors. See what healthcare looks like after 65. Visit greatergoodhealth.com or stop by for a coffee and visit with our care team. Greater Good Health. Serving seniors in Billings, Great Falls, and Missoula.
Cattlemen, don't miss the Springtime Classic Feeder Sale at Montana Livestock Auction coming up Friday, May 3rd. Expecting over 2,000 head of feeders, including 100 head of 600-pound steers, 75 head of weaned 650-pound Angus heifers, and 130 600-pound red Angus steers. Also, keep your eye out for consignments, upcoming stock cow and pair specials throughout May and June. The Springtime Classic Feeder Sale, Friday, May 3rd at Montana Livestock Auction, Western Montana's leading livestock market.
Yesterday was a great day to be a wheat trader and a wheat farmer because the July KC Winery added nearly two dimes and put themselves over the $6 mark at 602 and a half and marking the highest close in over 2 months and back over that $6 mark for the first time since July. Monday's bigger impact on the wheat prices happened from Europe, where their crops were exposed to frost from France to UK and Poland, even into Western Ukraine. With your Wyoming Morning Market Report here on the Northern Ag Network, I'm Mandy Schwab.